And here is the Vegan's Almanac for today, September 21st, 2024. Today is International Red Panda Day. Red pandas live in high-altitude, temperate forests with bamboo understories in the Himalayas and other high Asian mountains. They range from northern Myanmar to the western Sichuan and Yunnan provinces of China. They are also found in suitable habitats in Laos, Nepal, India, and Tibet. The red panda is only about the size of a house cat, and their diet is 98% bamboo. A red panda's tail can measure from 12 to 20 inches long. That's almost the length of their body, and provides them with supreme balance while navigating the treetops. They sleep in these incredibly fluffy tails. Yes, it's as cute as it sounds. They use their tails as wraparound blankets in their chilly mountain habitat. Red pandas are born completely covered in fur to protect them from the cold environment. Newborns weigh 3 to 4 ounces, and the offspring stay with their mother for about 1 year, at which point they are full grown. The red panda population must coexist with a growing human population and has suffered from the detrimental impacts humans have on the environment. As a result, the wild population of red pandas has unfortunately declined an estimated 40% over the past few decades, leaving less than 10,000 left in the wild. The main driver behind their declining population is habitat loss from livestock grazing in the region. Livestock grazing results in destruction of the natural habitat and a reduction in bamboo abundance. It has caused forest degradation because the environment cannot sustain the increasingly larger herd sizes. The lack of forest cover that results from overgrazing also results in insufficient shelter to support red pandas. The species' very specific habitat already restricts it to a rather small geographic area. So the loss of habitable land in this area is exceptionally crucial because the red panda cannot live elsewhere. The Red Panda Network is committed to the conservation of wild red pandas and their habitat through the education and empowerment of local communities in Nepal. They envision secure, viable populations of wild red pandas thriving throughout their historic range. And today is the birthday of Chef Daniel Hum, born on this day in 1976. Chef Daniel Hum, the man who turned the famous 11 Madison Park restaurant's menu completely plant-based. 11 Madison Park is the only Michelin 3-star restaurant whose menu is exclusively vegan. Before the pandemic, it was not vegan and was considered by many to be the best restaurant in the city. It was number one on the world's 50 best restaurants list. In 2020, Chef Daniel Hum closed the restaurant and devoted his energy to preparing over 1 million meals for frontline pandemic workers and underserved communities, distributing them to churches, shelters, and food banks. 18 months later, he reopened with an entirely plant-based menu. It would be an understatement to say critics didn't like it. Scathing reviews in the New York Times and many other publications nearly drove it out of business. But Hum and his team persevered. And today, 11 Madison Park has kept its 3 Michelin stars and is thriving. The release of the documentary, The Milk System, was on this day in 2017. This film investigates the dairy industry and reveals just how cruel and unsustainable it is. And here's a gospel reading for today from Luke chapter 4, verses 18 through 21. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim release to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to set free those who are oppressed, to proclaim the favorable year of the Lord. And he rolled up the scroll, gave it back to the attendant, and sat down. And the eyes of all the people in the synagogue were intently directed at him. Now he began to say to them, "Today, this scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing." This has been the Vegan's Almanac with the reminder to set free those who are oppressed.